on, guys. Welcome back to another episode. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for joining me once again. And I have to play my theme song. It ain't a show without the theme music. I mean, come on. Come on. I sat in here and waited without a countdown. It can't be a show without the music now. There we go. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the greatest podcast on earth. I know y'all heard about a guy named Rogan. This is 1,000 times better. And that is my song, and that's right. I want to shout all y'all out for coming in here. Y'all are the best. Yes, you are. Put your air horn in that. Yeah. I see y'all. I see y'all. Oh, what's going on? Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. I want to thank all of you guys for joining me this evening. So much to talk about. I had a great day today. Went today to my dermatologist, and I had some little moles. She removed some moles with a hyphercator, meaning she like burnt them shits off. Cause I'm trying to keep my skin, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep my skin smooth. You know, you get older, you get them little liver splashes and shit. And they went and removed those for me. So shout out to her. I really appreciate that. It burned a little bit though. It felt like a, I don't know if you can see it. I got like, I'm oiled up. So I got like Aquaphor on here with a little bit of, I got Aquaphor. What's up, Algina? Your name Algina? I got Aquaphor on here with some steroid cream. So I'm trying to keep, you know, you got to keep you sexy, right? I'm getting older. So shout out to that. It did. It was a little bit painful. They put this little tool, I believe, that melts it off. And then she just scraped it off. And now I have to heal. I just got to be careful with going out in the sun. And the way I found her is because I had another skin tag on me growing off of me. And my primary care physician recommended me to this young lady, and she ended up cutting that off. So shout out to that. So I'm getting my sexy back. Shout out to Algina. I guess that's the name, Mr. Urban World. But we got a couple of things we need to cover. And first thing I want to talk about is pettiness. Pettiness, pettiness, pettiness. Now, I can be a petty guy. I like to be petty because I want people to feel the pain that I felt. I am not Jesus. It's very difficult for me to turn another cheek. I'm not as perfect as Jesus. And I want to talk about petty because I want to get into Cam Newton. Cam Newton is currently taking his baby moms to court over a car. Like, he has four kids with this woman. And Cam Newton allegedly gave her a car or something like that. She thought that the Bentley was a gift, 2017 Bentley. Cam Newton has four kids with this woman. I believe she was a former dancer, stripper, whatever. You know how a lot of these athletes do. They, for whatever reason, you know, they get all this money and feel handsome, and they go and wife strippers and whores. And when it doesn't work out, they act like they're shocked. Like, they act like they're shocked. The equivalent of an athlete, a rapper, or any man wifing a whore and becoming shocked when she acts as such, that's like taking a lion out of captivity and having the lion in your home where you feed the lion. And the lion is very nice to you. And then one day the lion puts you on his plate for dinner. And you're shocked. You can't be shocked. You know, you can't go out and capture whores and expect them to act as housewives, okay? Hoes have to live in their natural habitat. And I've told people this for years. But anyway, of course it didn't work out, okay? A lot of you guys, you have to protect yourselves. There's a lot of you guys that you're scam. Like, I believe there should be protection for a lot of people in the NFL, NBA, and MLB. There should be some types of protection because not a lot of guys can enter this league. But what these men are not realizing is that you are being preyed on by whores all over the world, like some of the most professional whores you could ever meet. And you wife these whores, and you get so surprised when they act as whores. You guys have to stop this. There's so many beautiful, regular, hardworking women who look way better, okay, who you can wife and who will really love you and probably be more by your side, but you don't do that. So anyway, Cam Newton has four children with this woman, and now he's taking her to court because he wants to get a 2017 Bentley back. Like, bro, get that woman that damn car. That is so petty, bro. She got four of your kids, man. She got to be able to get around. Why do you want a 2017 Bentley back? And you look at Cam Newton, and I'm guessing, I don't know. Let's see his net worth. Let's see this guy's net worth. So it's showing, like, he has a net worth of $75 million. I mean, bro, the Bentley is sock money. And you obviously must still have some feelings for this woman because you just wouldn't do that. I don't think a man – this is like if I bought a woman. Like, I'm not in this guy's realm with money, but if I bought a woman, I could buy a woman maybe a Honda or something. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to be petty and try to sue her to get the shit back. It's yours. You're going to make more money, Cam. I hope. I don't know. But, I mean, come on, bro. Let it go. You're going to get good karma. And she's still the mother of your kids, you petty bitch. How petty can you be? How petty can you be? And I want to read this. I want to read this suit to you guys. Let me see here. Let me read this lawsuit. Let's see what we got. No. Yeah, so. He's suing this woman over a 2017 Bentley. That shit is crazy. So let's take a look at this, man. This nigga. Come on, you don't need to do this. You're better than this, Cam. You're so much better. Let me see here. All right, and here we are. So, ex-NFL star Cam Newton sues ex-girlfriend Kia Proctor, demanding return of his 2017 Bentley. Wow, that is so petty, Cam. Ex-NFL star Cam Newton has slapped, has slapped his ex-girlfriend and mother to four of his children with a lawsuit demanding she return his Bentley. According to court documents, Newton has filed suit against Shakia Kia Proctor. Newton and Proctor started dating in 2013, split in 19. They got four kids. And the breakup happened around the time Newton fathered a child with an Instagram model named Lorena Shaw. So you cheated on the woman. Oh, Cam. In his new lawsuit, Newton said there's a dispute over 2017 Bentley Bentayga owned by Newton that he allowed Proctor to use while they were in a romantic relationship. Let this woman have his truck. The suit said although the relationship has ended, Proctor remains in possession of the car, refused to return the car to Newton. Newton said he purchased the car in 2018 and it was placed solely in his name. He allowed Proctor to use the car without understanding that she would return the car. The relationship ended. This is Cap. Cam, quit being petty, bro. She got four kids she need to get around, bro. You going, what do you gain by taking that truck back? Like, what are you gonna gain? You cheated on her, bro. Four kids, nigga. You wanna drive them kids around all day? Cause you gonna have to go get them. What do you gain by taking this truck from this woman, man? Don't be petty. It's the mother of your children. Your children are going to respect you, bro. But don't take the damn truck. Get that woman that truck, Cam. Sheesh. I swear. Sometimes people can be so petty. And why do they have so many advertisements on this? But people can be so petty. There's no reason to be petty. Sometimes I think being petty can, and I'm a petty person, and sometimes I have to watch it, but I don't ever, I would never leave the mother of my child without, you know what I'm saying? No matter, regardless of what happens to us, you know, that's the mother of my child. That's a great honor bestowed upon that person. And I don't believe, like, I would just leave the mother of my children high and dry because, you know, I'm a super rich guy. And now, since it didn't work out with the mom, I just want to watch this woman live in utter poverty. I don't know. Am I lame for this? Do I not? I'm sure I'll be called a simp. And here we go. It's in his name. Law give it up. If she reckon he has to pay. Dang, what you say? Legal? I don't know what you were saying, sir. But I wouldn't be that petty. I'm not about to sit up here and argue and pay a lawyer. I mean, the legal fees trying to get this truck back. Bro, you going to end up paying more than the truck is worth to get it back. She can definitely keep trouble, but she's not going to be riding around in something in my name getting tickets and ish like that. I mean, I would give her the truck, man. I'm not about to trip over no car and be arguing with no baby mama in regards to no automobile. You can have it. 2017 is only getting older. That shit almost 10 years old. Like, let it go. Let it go and put it in her name. And moving right along, so cocaine was found in the White House, as you guys may know. They found an 8 balls and kilos of cocaine around the White House. And I feel like they put in the cocaine in Joe Biden's coffee in order for him just to be alert. Okay, I think they have to give him a mix of cocaine, ephedrine, Adderall. They have to pump the body of Joe Biden up to just give him awareness so he'll know where the hell he's at and for him to be alert. I think they just shove a cocaine-filled hand up his ass to wake him up, and then they just shove him out there on the damn dolly and tell him to talk. And as they're doing that, Kamala is taking shots of tequila and cackling. Go Joe, you did it, yeah. Like, it is just a nightmare. I can't imagine. Who is changing Joe Biden's diapers? Who is the nurse? I want to see the White House nurse. And we need to write a letter to the White House, a look for the White House nurse, to see how tired and exhausted that this woman might be. Because I am pretty sure she has to bathe Joe, change his diapers. She has to do a lot for him. And it's just not looking good. And I'm sure that cocaine is Joe's. It's either Joe or his son's coke, Hunter Biden. Somebody in that White House is getting out. But shouldn't cocaine be in the White House? I mean, for God's sakes, it's called the White House. What other place would coke be? You know what I mean? And then they say, well, we're going to find out who bought the coke in here. Like, I'm pretty sure most presidents, a lot of people snorting coke in the White House since the beginning of time. You know, all these drug lords are getting rich off American dollars, and this is where we're at. So, shout out to the coke in the White House. Saw an interesting story today of a teacher that was recently fired, a teacher, I believe, in Alabama, who was fired for enjoying being racist. And brothers and sisters, the teacher happens to be black. Let me pull this up. Let me see here. I'm pretty sure This is crazy to me. This is crazy to me, and it speaks to some other things too. So let me pull this up. So a teacher loses job after complaining sister was dating a white man, and it says I enjoy being racist. And it wasn't Alabama, it was Texas, guys. A Texas elementary school teacher is out of a job after she posted racist statements on social media that included complaints about her sister dating a white man. According to the school system and reports, the Mesquite Independent School District said in a statement Tuesday, the teacher, who is black, was no longer with the school after officials became aware of alarming racist posts she wrote on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. As this morning, the employee is no longer part of the Mesquite ISD organization. It's not eligible for rehire. So this is crazy. The school system said in the statement, adding officials can't say more because it's a personnel matter. Nevertheless, the highly offensive statements posted to her Twitter account do not reflect the values and standards of Mesquite ISD, and the district condemns in the strongest terms. The teacher wrote she was upset her sister was dating a white man and joked that she asked her boyfriend to kill him. Jesus Christ. I enjoy being racist, she wrote in one post, and I'm never changing. Another post, she used derogatory words for white people, the newspaper reported. The teacher, who used social media name Claire Kyle, has deleted her account from social media platform. Account name appeared to be an alias. The teacher called herself a black supremacist in her social media account bio and hinted that her job knew about the post before she lost her job. And as you can see, these are the tweets here. Let me make that a little bigger for you guys. Those are tweets which says, I enjoy being racist. I'm never changing. And yes, y'all have found my job. They told me to delete the post, but my job is safe since I did not directly wish harm on all white people. They laugh and told me to watch what I say, and I'll be good to go. Being a great teacher pays off very well when they know your true self. Wow. The teacher taught third grade for 3 years at Thompson Elementary School and taught at the district for you. That is very sad. That's tragic. And I know it's often said that black people can't be racist, but that is not true. And looks like my little brother sent his poor brother, my little brother's rich, and he sent his poor brother a $49.99 super chat, which thank you to my brother Aaron. We're going to be calling him in. We're going to give Aaron a call while we're doing this, and just to see how he's doing. I just left him in New York. But that is very sad. I don't get that. I don't understand why she would be mad at her sister dating a white man. I don't know if she was joking, but of course, in this sensitive environment, you have to be careful. You just can't post certain shit. You can't do that. And I understand. I get it. You're mad. You're mad at your sister for dating a white man, which I don't know why. Maybe she was just playing. Is it that she was playing? And if we were to accept that she was playing, we would have to accept when a white man says something about a black person. You know, you'd have to accept that too. So it's very unfortunate that this young lady was fired from her job. I wish her well. And you know what? Damn it. That's why this shit ain't coming through like I thought. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Whole time I ain't got the damn. Lord have mercy.
That was the problem.
Man, y'all ain't even tell me y'all was getting a weak feed. I'm just not realizing that this was coming in bogus. This is crazy. I didn't even have an Ethernet connection plugged in. I'm sure y'all gonna get a stronger signal now. This was unfortunate. But yeah, I don't get it. I mean, look, I don't really care what race another person dates. That does not bother me. If I see a sister with a white man, I'm happy for the sister if she found love. If I see a brother with a white woman, I'm happy for the brother that he found love. That doesn't bother me. I don't understand why, you know, this woman would be triggered by that. And hopefully she's dating a brother too. I don't know. But unfortunate, her sister's lost her job. She a good looking woman though. She gonna be all right. She's pretty hot. So she won't be out there too long. She gonna find a greener pastures. Maybe she was playing, you know, maybe that was a comment. I want to play devil's advocate. I don't know. And moving right along, it was reported today that our good brother Kanye was back in the news, and allegedly he hasn't been taking showers. Okay, and his wife is having a problem because Ye is walking around there smelling Yankee. He's smelling like a Ye. He smelled like a hot squirrel, and his wife isn't happy about him not bathing or showering. And it might be true because he looked up to Steve Jobs, and I read a book on Steve Jobs that said that Steve would stink so bad that, I mean, people would literally run out of the place. I don't know why Kanye wants to walk around musty, allegedly, if he is, but bro, you got to wash your ass. As the late great Red Fox once said, man, you got to bathe, nigga. You can't be around here just stinking, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't. And I get that, because I've watched, you know, when he grow that beard out, now he looks really musty right there. He looks stank. Like that. Now that looks stank. That pic right there is giving me vibes of, you know, I just wake up, I come and do what I do, and I just don't care anymore. So Kanye's wife, she turned off by his hygiene. He's not bathing, and probably brushing his teeth. And then he getting fat, you know, he getting titties and them thighs starting to rub, and he's smelling like cheese. And you can't do that, brother. As fly as you are, you've given us all this culture and fashion. Or maybe, could it be that Kanye's stinking due to mental health? Could he be depressed? Because you know when you get depressed, you just don't want to bathe. You don't want to wash your ass. So maybe it's that. Maybe that is the reason why Kanye is walking around stinking. He's not wearing shoes. He's wearing the big-ass shoulder pad, wearing them tights. And if you got musty balls in tights, brother, that's just not good. They say he's got to be cooking under, yeah, and he wears a lot of layers, and the heat is be like 90 degrees. This motherfucker got on 17 layers of sweaters and baby bottoms on, and it's just not good. It's not working out. So I just don't know. I don't know, guys. So we have to pray for our good brother Ye. Maybe you can come out with some Yeezy deodorant or Yeezy cologne and just wash his ass. Get up under them big titties and them thighs, brother, and wash your stinking ass. Let your wife enjoy you. Because you just can't be around nobody that's stinking. Like, that shit is just unpleasant. It's almost offensive. I understand the plight of a skunk. Because a skunk emits a horrendous odor to get rid of attackers, right? And maybe Kanye is stinking because he don't want paparazzi in this place. You know, like paparazzi running. Maybe if your ass on fire, people would just leave you the fuck alone. If I was gonna stink, that is why I would want to stink. And I will tell you guys, when I was working in the pharmacy and just get sick of that shit, I would often just go in the pharmacy. I would bathe sometimes, but I just didn't. I'm sure somebody might have caught me in that motherfucker stinking. But one thing about stinking, once somebody catch you stinking, you stink for life, bro. You stink for life, okay? So that's where we're at, man. That is where we're at. Trump today. Trump went in on Fannie Willis. Trump said, Fannie Willis, she wants to prosecute me. I found out she was sleeping with gang members. But Trump is the problem. Oh yeah, Trump's the problem. I'm not the problem. He wants to prosecute Trump. So I guess, I believe that's just totally bizarre. Fannie Willis has done a great job in the community in Atlanta by just cleaning up the streets. I think we're coming into this realm of black people being tired of a lot of nigga shit. Okay? Like, we have black people. We've all grown up poor. We've all come up from the hood. And all of us growing up poor or whatever the fuck you want to call it, we do understand that we've all made different decisions in life. And those of us that have something and, just want to be respectful citizens are just tired of a lot of nigga shit. So this is what's happening. So there's black people. And, it's rather unfortunate. She's going to, and then you can't really say that Fannie is biased against blacks because she's going after Trump. She's got Trump and Young Thug that she's gone after. So it's like, bro, like that is very objective. So the woman is obviously out to help and get crime off of the streets every way she can. You go from Trump to Thug, bro, like that is literally like, it's night and day. You can't really stop her. And since YSL has been locked up, since YPF, whatever the gangs that she's thrown into jail, since this has all happened, we've had a 35% reduction in homicide in Atlanta year over year. Our homicides are falling. And also, I saw a video online where some brothers got into it, and the brothers in the community just got together, put them in gloves, boxing gloves. Two men boxed. They just came and boxed. And I was so happy. I wanted to applaud that. And we need to see more of that. Let a young brother, I get it. You young in your 20s. You know what I'm saying? Let these young boys box it out. And I just think as elder men, you see these boys be like, look, man, y'all going to glove up. Y'all going to get in that ring for 3 minutes. Let out all your aggression and anger in that ring. Do what you need to do. And I think, like, both of those guys would develop a mutual respect for one another. And, they would get aside by, put their differences aside. And then they would see that there would be no reason for them to delete one another off the face of the earth. So I salute those brothers who were out there and did that. That was great for the culture. That was really, really good. So we're going to wrap this up, man. It's been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Shout out to my brother. Let's give my brother a call. Let's just see what my brother's talking about here. Let me hook it up. We're going to call AKA Brother the Bear. Let's see if he picks up the phone. Let me see what we got here. All right, here we go. to see if he paid. He might have stopped watching. You know what I was thinking? I didn't realize this, but it's so easy to call people. You could do some prank calls on here. Y'all should send me some numbers. I can start pranking people on this damn show. I think that'd be funny. That's what we gonna do, y'all. Y'all send me some numbers or give me a little lowdown on something, but we'll just start pranking. We'll just prank people. I think that would be hilarious. But I'm gonna post this number. If any of you guys would want to call in, please do. And also, you can check me out at the Baltimore Comedy Factory, August 18th to 20th. And let me post this number. Oh, what the hell was that? You ever be at home by yourself and hear some shit? Why do we do that when we hear something? Like if you be asleep, you just... Are you staying there? You don't... Like, you do that, like... You open your eyes like it's a force field around you. Like, even if the person that kicked the door in, like, would you sit like that with your eyes open and you not blinking? There's a force field that protects you and nobody can harm you. Like, why do we do that? Because I just heard my refrigerator. That refrigerator will scare you when it's making that ice. But listen, we gonna do some call-ins, man. Call me in at 678-310-7139. Call me in. Call in, tell me what's going on, and we gonna run with it. I'm gonna wait about 5 minutes, y'all. So you got 9:15 to call in. Y'all can call me in. We can talk about shoot it up, whatever. Shoot the shit, and go from there. And I wish people would quit trying to steal my Facebook account. I'm so tired of that. Okay, it's 9:11. Come on, guys, you can come in and call. Come on. And nobody. Y'all, why y'all do this? And as soon as I hang up this damn phone, y'all gonna be blowing me up. This how y'all gonna do. We're going to wait to 9:15. 9:15, I'm wrapping up. I'm wrapping this shit up. Damn, they having fires in Maui, bro. Wow. Wildfires in Maui, Hawaii. That is insane. What's happening, Sterling? Sterling, what's good, my boy? I'm in here. Call in if you ain't doing shit. Okay, 2 more minutes. Sterl, what it do, my boy? Let me see. That's a great question. Can black people be racist? Can black people be racist? You know who you have to ask that question to? A person is married to a white person. I think that would be a prime person you ask that question if black people can be racist. Do I believe black people can be racist? Yes, we can be racist, but we can't like affect others' lives. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we have to really look at the definition of racism. Let's look at the definition of racism. And let's see what it says, if black people can be racist. Racism. Let me see the definition. Racism, prejudice, this is the noun. Prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism by an individual, community, or institution against a person or people on the basis of their membership in a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is a minority or marginalized, a program to combat racism. The belief that different races possess distinct characteristics, abilities, or qualities, especially so as to distinguish them as inferior or superior to one another. Very, very interesting. Huh. So it could be, you know, even if you feel like, and a lot of times we do, even if you feel like you're bigging up another race or showing love, that could be racist because you group them up under this one particular category. It's, I guess it's taboo. I don't fucking know. Well, guys, nobody called in today, and that is okay. Like I say, the podcast is still growing like crazy. And we're going to wrap this up. Listen, my name is LeVar Walker. You can catch me here Monday through Friday just talking shit, shoot shit with the news. Also, check me out live. I'll be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory next week, August 18th to 20th. So get those tickets. You call in, you're going to wait till the Christmas season. You stupid. And we're going to get out of here. So here we go, guys. Thank you once again. Yeah, I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. No, it's not the same time every day. Some nights I switch up. But thank you guys. Good night. And God bless. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. And we're out.